So this is going to be a long episode. So maybe you're driving a long trip. Maybe you're sitting at your desk and you're tired of social media and just wanted to come on to the Super T podcast show and hear what the heck Nikita Black, aka Ms. Bay, has to say. This particular episode started out with me reflecting on a day after I followed my heart inclinations, and after I reflected that day, the episode kind of stayed there because each day after that day has been more profound and just more revelations coming up to me. So what you're going to hear is that day, which was April 30th. I actually was coming from paying my respects to a lady that I'd never met physically. But somehow, I guess she was connecting to me and I was supposed to be there, because how else would I have even gotten the information? And what freaked me out was, but also inspired me, was when I read her, I want to say it's called a eulogy, obituary. When I was reading her obituary that explained her life, was seeing a lot of similarities, and it gave me hope, because, you know, at times I was feeling discouraged. I am encouraged now, but at times I felt discouraged, you know, because I just felt like, dag, life handed me some crazy cards, and what the heck I'm supposed to do with these shits, you know? But seeing that she came from humble beginnings, where she also came through foster care, and luckily she did have a brother with her that was there the whole way, you know, and I guess that helped her navigate things in her life. But, you know, she found her way, you know, and she touched many people's lives in a good, positive way. And that gave me inspiration to go forward. And also, what the creepy part was that she sported her short hair. Now I am growing mine out, but she sported her short hair and she liked wild colors. And you know, it's been colors that have been calling out to me. And I literally dyed my hair recently and then looked at this lady who I never met before, obituary, and two pictures in there had the same exact colors. And I was just like, okay, I'm freaked the fuck out. But the amazing part of it all was that I was also, in paying my respects, able to see my twin flame. And I don't know, I was in a mode of, I want to make sure you're okay, you know, and he is, you know, and I'm glad that he is. And I also realized, like, damn, you know, this twin flame thing is very, very different than anything else, you know, and very specific in its uniqueness. So that's what this episode is going to be about. It's going to be about me discussing me and my twin flame interaction. Perhaps this will help other people who also are here at this time. I know this is a time where many twin flames are here, because we are helping raise the vibration and anchor the good energies that are coming, that are here, and that are coming to the planet, so that humanity continues to evolve forward in a good way. And it's a very special time to be here on the planet. So thank you. Again, this is going to be over an hour, so just giving you the heads up. I didn't plan for it to be that way, but that's how it is, okay? So next, after this segment, you're going to hear me reflecting on the 30th, which was the day of the kind lady's funeral. Her name was Vivian, but they call her Val. And I thank her, even though she has left the body, she's still inspiring people. Go ahead, girl. Thank you, because I needed the inspiration. My mama ain't here. I am technically an only child, even though I have a first cousin that I did spend some of my childhood with. So we do have a closeness, like siblings. But like siblings and actual siblings, a little bit different, you know? So, yeah. And I felt alone, even though I have my twin flame here. And he has a whole plethora, like a network of networks of networks. So I ain't never alone, because whoever he's connected to, I'm connected to too. Well, whether I will it or not, it don't even fucking matter, because he's already done that. You have already made this decision for our soul, sir. So I might as well just fall in alignment with it. And don't be Tori and me that wants to be determined to do it my way. Because I'm not a singularity here. Not at this time on the planet. Maybe prior. Maybe different lifetimes I was a singularity. But now I'm plural. So let me just be plural. You have already made this decision, obviously. So I'm just going to fall in alignment with it. And I'm not going to say, no, I don't want to do that. I'm going to stop that. You know, I've stopped that already. I'm not even going to. It's already been stopped. I've made my decision. I've made my choice. Here I go. Whatever. I'm ready. I don't know the details, but I know it's good. And yeah, so that's where I am, people. And so that's what the first segment is going to be about. Then you're going to hear a little thing come in and be like, still I rise. And then you're going to hear from today, Friday, I'm gonna just go into a whole hour of venting, because I needed to get the gunk, the old programming gunk that was like left residue. I needed to scrub it up. So I boohooed a little bit and I shared, and now I am about to go get me some vittles, because it's the day to get some vittles. I'm gonna go to my favorite store, get some vittles, maybe sit in the park, you know, and get some fresh air, then get back on that daggone bus and come and make these vittles and enjoy the rest of my Friday. So I hope you guys have a good Friday. Again, this is a long episode, but hey, it's all good. I appreciate you. Make sure after you listen to this episode that you click the links in the bio. Thank you. Take care. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Super Tea Podcast Show. So I was en route to go sit by some water. And then, of course, a well-manicured park with a gazebo that was so beautiful beckoned me into it. And so I went into it. And I was planning to enjoy my green tea and sit in the park. But then it was closing. So I'm sitting outside of the park enjoying my tea here. I'm not going to make it to the water, because the water is a little truck for a lady with a cane, you know. I missed all of last week of physical therapy. So the good thing is that my legs are getting better, that there is improvement. So I have to take it easy. I can't do too much. Today was a day. Oh shit, I saw a rat. Okay, I don't think I'm gonna sit here much longer. anywho, I'm not too far from the train. I saw it. I just needed to sit out in the air. I need to come more out into nature. That's what I got the memo today from the divine. I need to be outside more. We know I love to get my earthing on. However, let me put this on do not disturb so I don't get a call in the middle of this broadcast. I don't even think that I actually connected. So I'm on my own data. Awesome. I couldn't wait till I get home, right? I made a very important decision today. And I feel that it is a godly decision. I know it is a godly decision. I have work to do, you know, and I can't say that I just discovered, but I can say that I know now. I knew before, but then I let doubt and people and all type of other stuff come into play. Well, not even into play. Is it still recording? It is still recording. I start pressing buttons. I got like 15%. I'm going to start trucking it in a little bit. Trucking it mean walking. I see some ice cream over there. I need to like get some ice cream from the ice cream store. Anyway, my heart, my soul compelled me to do something today. And even though I did not be stubborn enough to sit down. That I was supposed to do. I was supposed to sit down. But let's talk about love. How selfless it is. Because that's what I did. Instead of, and I guess it would have kind of been selfless for me to kind of stay too, because it would have been very uncomfortable for me. But I figured today is not about me, you know. Today I just wanted to definitively just, I guess, see. Definitively see if what I was feeling was accurate or not. And definitely I got the confirmation that it's completely accurate and that there is a lot of work that I need to do, you know. But me doing that work does not stop progress. Actually, me doing work helps progress go further. So, and when I say me doing work with myself, my legs for neglect, which I've mentioned before on other podcasts, and also the accident combined with the neglect, which the accident actually was a blessing in disguise because it allowed me to be still. To be still and recognize that I needed to work on this regardless of whether I was going to Lifetime, which is my favorite gym, or not. I still needed to apply myself to healing and repairing my legs. So that's what I'm doing. I'm at PT twice a week. I'm healing. My legs are getting better. As the muscles are growing, I'm also stretching. And so they're elongating and they're growing at the same time, which is magnificent. And it's a process, but I know that it's not a really lengthy process. It's just a process, you know. And before I know it, I am having the mobility, the strength, the flexibility that I desire. And then it's a wrap. But I got to put smiles on a lot of people's faces today. And one person, very important to me, and it made my year, you know. And it was all just from the soul. And I asked forgiveness if I was supposed to be still and no, because I know that the will of God is on my side. However, I know that this is a collaboration here, you know. It's not a one-sided thing, so I can't just you know, oh, God's will is on my side. So that means, you know, whatever. I'm not the only one that needs to have the epiphany, you know. So maybe perhaps the epiphany was simultaneous. You just never know, you know. But I do know that I had a very good day. And I'm looking forward to eating some chicken and some rice and just being like, ah. Because that's how I'm going to be, and feeling grateful for what I have. I spoke with my son today. So, like, things are going very well. Things are going very, 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 very well. And I know they're continuously going well, and it's just the beginning. And once again, you know, the divine, I'm going to go in. I feel like that's what I want to do. I want to go in. I want to plug up my phone, go into La La Land in my space, and just know that I got work to do. I just applied for some new positions, and one of them are going to call me. Probably both are. I'm going to take the highest paying one and the one with the best benefits, of course. And just keep on going forward from there. So, yeah, I did something very selfless. I went into a space where I typically don't go into these spaces, because typically the energy is very heavy. And as an empath, you know, I just don't do it. But I went to be supportive. I went to show love, to give love. And I did that. I accomplished exactly what I went to do. And you just never know how an act of kindness can go and how it can blossom and how it can, you know, be marvelous. So with that being said, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. I'm very grateful. I'm going to enjoy my tea and some more exercise of these limbs of mine, because they are strengthening, and I'm grateful for the strengthening of these limbs so I could take that cane and retire it in a couple months. And it was my pleasure and honor to get to know someone that I didn't get to know while they were in the flesh. And it was my honor to put smiles on people's faces. Many of them was random, but one was not. Well, two of them was not, but one was not, you know, random completely. So I'm going to get more out into nature, make it part of my business, especially until I'm like, you know, soon I'm going to be doing a whole 8:30 to 4:30 gig. But it's going to be so rewarding. I know it's going to be so rewarding. I feel it. I can feel that it's going to be rewarding. I can feel it's just going to be great in every possible way, you know. So I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to the greatness. I'm looking forward to the goodness. And I'm just embracing and enjoying and loving life right now. And it's wonderful. So I'm going to keep on shining and glowing and growing and knowing just how much love I have to circulate and how much always comes back to me. And know that I am definitely living on my purpose and purpose. And looking forward to the growth and the goodness. And you know, I've written my vows like 10 years ago. So you know, I just wanted to throw that out there. That's just what came to me, so I just let it out. But I have 12%, so I can't do like a whole hour episode. This is just 15 minutes of how love is so important. So, of course, when you're loving yourself in healthy ways, taking care of yourself, not being neglectful like I was to my physical body for a little while, like by not exercising and allowing my muscles to shrink and get a little weak, and then getting injured with shrunken, little weakened muscles, you know. I did that, and I can admit that I did that, and it's been me the whole time in the way of everything. However, nonetheless, I know now, and I'm out of my way, and I'm just allowing the will of God to flow through me and with me and in every aspect of my life. There was a song that was in my head, I can't think of it right now because it's a lot going on. Not by might, not by power, by your spirit, God, by your spirit, God. Not by might, not by power, by your spirit, God, by your spirit, God. Like that was my mantra. As I boldly stepped into the unknown, and the unknown was like, wow. Like, wow. Just wow. So, whatever you admire can perceive, you can achieve. And listen to your heart, because it's much smarter than you think. And align your mind with your heart. And if you have been neglecting yourself in any way, shape, form, or matter, please stop that. Please start loving on yourself. And if you're in a sacred union, cherish it. It's wonderful. I think it's one of the best things on the planet. You know, besides cooked food, of course. I'm joking. They are not in the same vicinity, but cooked food is good. It's good. I'm going to go get some of mine. And just be grateful and know that everything is for a good reason. And for some reason, I'm like anchoring a whole lot of love wherever I am. And that's great. And I'm grateful to do that. I'm grateful to invoke the violet flame and transmute energy. And, you know, I know there's plenty of other people that's doing the same thing. But I'm grateful to do my part. And I'm grateful for everything that I have. So I just want to say that I'm grateful, and that love is important, and that love is key, and that I'm excited about all of the good stuff that's unfolding in my life right now. I'm just like, okay, all right, I got this. Study, stay praying without cease, like don't stop, and just know all is well, all is good, continuously. So, let me get this foot to the pavement. My cane is trying to blow away from me. So I'm not ready to get rid of this cane yet. So, you know, need a little bit of time with it. Just a little bit. Not much, but a little bit. But yeah, circulating love, feeling grateful. Welcome to the Super T Podcast Show. Okay, it is Friday. Thank God it's Friday. I need to move. I need to get up on one of my workout machines and get the shaking this body of mine. I had a phenomenal day yesterday. And it's been phenomenal days just happening more and more in my life. And this episode is kind of a continuation, even though it's days later, because I didn't publish my first broadcast where I was still like in realization of the profundity of my life. The profundity of my love. It's so profound. Oh my God. It's so profound. But I need to come vent. I need to come vent because I was all in my feelings this morning. All in my feelings. And I just want to release. And I want to thank, want to give a shout out to Dave Tony and his reflection and his growth and its excellence. We are biologically first cousins. However, we are like brother and sister because we grew up together, you know? And even though our life paths have taken different journeys, we're never far from each other. He's literally like less than 5 miles away from me right now. I was realizing something. I was having an epiphany, I want to say, I guess, Thursday, because I'm like, oh, this is happening, and I need to prepare for this, right? And this is, like, me finally, like, accepting that the thoughts and the things that I have been having or that I've had, you know, some of them from a very, very small age, you know, weird stuff that typical children don't think about, but I was thinking about it, and I expressed it one time, and almost got in trouble. They was like, what the heck, what are you talking about, is this happening to you? And I was just like, no, I just want to do that. Anyway, I'm not going to go into that, into details. But I will say that was first grade. And I was in the Talented Gifted class. But I said I'm not going to go into details. So I'm going to stop right there and go back to how I was just like, dang. You know, there were individuals that I thought were like lifetime friends. And I had placed these individuals into my wedding party, right? And then they kind of drifted off in another direction, and I'm just like, shit, I don't have the friends right now, you know, which was a misconception, because I do, you know, I just have to reach out to them more and, you know, continue to do what I'm doing for myself so that I know that I'm great. I know my energy is great. Like, all of that is wonderful. I'm great to be around and all of that, you know, and, that's amazing, you know, because people need that in their lives. They need to have, even though we cultivate our own good energy within ourselves, it's good to be around other people too who are also cultivating their own good energy, you know. Sometimes, though, I feel inadequate in certain areas, you know, because I have to be patient, you know. I have to be patient. Like, there's big stuff coming that when it happens and it's not even far, I'm going to be like, wow, you know? So I just have to still be me in these times that are temporarily challenging, you know, in certain aspects, and look at all of the things that I had to be grateful for. But I was having that moment. I was having that moment. I was just sitting and I was just like, dang, you know, like, you know, my aunties, they ain't really jacking me right now because they kind of wanted me to fit into a box and I don't fit into it. And they're like, how dare you not get into this box? We stuffed ourselves into this box. You don't want to get in this box. You think you're better than us. And it's like, no, I don't think I'm better than anybody. I literally will have a conversation with almost anybody as long as they're not being disrespectful, you know, or lewd or anything like that. But it doesn't matter Like, if a person is being respectful to me, it doesn't matter what their bank account looks like. It doesn't even matter, per se, predominantly what they are looking like, you know? Like, I've had conversations with homeless people. I've had conversations with millionaires. I've had conversations with all type of people. So I don't think that I'm better than anybody. I just know who I am and I know my potential, and I'm not going to lower myself to make somebody feel comfortable. Now, I will remove myself, you know, but I'm not going to lower myself. It's different. It's different to remove myself than to lower myself. That's a whole completely two different things, you know. Lowering is I'm contracting. I can't be contracting anymore. These muscles are I need these muscles to stretch. I need these emotions to be released. I need to strengthen and, you know, put these things to work. So, anyway, so yeah, you know, and that makes me feel a way because I would love for them. I mean, I'm pretty sure if they're still around, which they probably are still going to be around, they'll be guests, you know, hopefully they'll come, you know, but I'm just like, dang, who's going to make up my whatchacallit? Yeah, that's where my mind is at. Who's making up my wedding party? Because I'm jumping the broom. I already have my broom. The weird part is I've had my broom for years. I got two of them because a coworker of mine, who we were friends at the time, was jumping the broom, and I did her broom for her. I decorated it for her, and I remember when I bought it. It's not a regular broom. It's a special broom, and I bought mine at the same time, you know, and because I'm gonna do my own broom, you know, and yeah, I'm traditional like that. I'm gonna jump this shit. Or whatever, you know, maybe I don't know if it's long enough for us to fit over. We gonna jump over the bitch. We gonna jump over the bitch. And maybe I can work on decorating it soon. Because my colors are still the same. Even though oddly, I came up with my colors and all that type of stuff. And it just shows you, like, how deeply sometimes you are connected to people. Because I came up with these colors in my head and did not tell a soul about it. And then an old friend of mine's jumped the broom for the second time and used almost the exact colors. And I was just like, dang. And, you know, it was like, I couldn't, in that incident, I couldn't, like, feel a way because I don't even think, I know I didn't share with her what my color scheme was in my brain, you know? And then she did the same thing again for her birthday. But this time, I felt a little bit of a way because it was like, my birthday was before her birthday. So it was like, these are the same exact colors that I use. Are we that in sync, or what's going on here? What's going on here? And really, I wouldn't even say it was a synchronicity. I really feel, and I'm going to say this, and this is so not egotistical or narcissistic, but I really feel it was my influence, and I just was not aware of how profound my influence is at that time. You know, I'm still right now coming to grips with it because now, because I am more into my spirituality, I'm recognizing more because I'm moving at a slower pace and I'm just paying more careful attention and just more in tune consciously. So it's like, dang, okay. Let me be of good service, okay? Let me be of good service. If that is the case, you know, and it doesn't have to be direct because that particular individual was literally thousands of miles away. They're damn near Mexico. I'm damn near Canada. Like, come on. Like, what the really? That far? What? Oh, let me continue working on me and getting better and better because if my influence can stretch that far, then what can it do where I am, you know? And I've been recognizing that I have been strategically placed, you know, in highly energetic places and spaces. My last residence, highly energetic space and place. My current, same thing. It is not an accident. It's just beyond my consciousness, you know, but I'm grateful because it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's perfect. It is designed in a way that accommodates me and accommodates my growth and my progress and supports my growth and my progress. So yeah, let's get back to Thursday where I was having those icky thoughts, right? And then I was then, you know, I love how the universe supports, and I know this ick, these icky thoughts are like things that were kind of embedded into me. They're not really me. They were things that were programmed into me, probably from my childhood and the trauma that I experienced. And they're just like the gunk that needs to be kind of scrubbed. You know, like the gunk sometimes that gets in the corner, crevice, that dirt. That's what I'm gonna compare it to. That's what it is. Just needs to be come up. I need to come up and release it, let it go. Because and within the same day, it was not Thursday. Because Thursday was yesterday. And yesterday, that's not what happened. I apologize. That's another thing with this spiritual path. Yeah. Sometimes I'm days ahead. Sometimes I'm years ahead. No. Time is definitely more fluid. And I realize it. Yeah, because it's always fluid, right? It's always moving. But time and space, that construct is more, what's the word I'm looking for? See-through is what's coming to me. I wanted to give a more sophisticated word. But something that's share. Nope, that ain't it. But you know, that's what it is. It is not as solid as we think it is. And I know that already, but I am like experiencing it. It's one thing to have the information, and it's the whole thing to actually experience that time and space is like not solid as some would have us to believe that it is. It just ain't. So anyway, it was not Thursday. Because Thursday was yesterday and today is Friday. It was Wednesday. It was special person's B-Day. And that's what was on my mind. Like, damn, who's going to be a part of my wedding party? way ahead. I didn't even get an official proposal yet. There's so many things I just skipped. But I was there. It is not the first time I was there. It was just me realizing, which you'll hear in the beginning of this this episode, because I'm gonna put the two parts together. Me realizing like, oh, this shit is for real, for real. This was just a figmentation of my imaginations. This is for real, for real. Which I should have already known, because the dreams was telling me that it was for real, for real. But I just, you know, I was a little scared. I'll be honest. I was a little scared for many reasons. And I'll get into those reasons during this broadcast. But that was my thought Wednesday. And then I was like, you know what? Let me get outside. Let me get into nature. Let me not be in the stagnated energy, so I can hear, you know, and I can feel more accurately, and not just be dealing with whatever is already within me, but be available to the divinity that is in me and also everywhere, you know. So nature is a good place to do that, you know. So I went to one of my favorite parks, hopped on the bus. Took my chair with me, stuck my feet in the grass, got some earthing on. And before I even got on the bus, I decided to go on my social media. Went on my social media and recognized a young man who I consider to be my nephew. Met him, over 20 years ago now, when he was actually just a young kid in the neighborhood, and he would just come over, and I had young kids. He was a little older than my young ones, not much, you know, but like about 5 years older or whatever, and kids always gravitated towards me, so it was no thing, and, you know, I fed him. And he kept coming. No. And he still remembers those snacks. And then, ironically, because when I met him, his mom lived around the corner from me. We were in Pennsylvania. Then, ironically, when I came back home to Brooklyn, his mother lived right down the block from me again. And we literally walked into each other because we had no way of calling each other. We literally walked into each other. And I was like, what, Eric, what? That's his name. And he was a teenager at the time. I was still young. My son was a little older. My son was probably about the age he was when I met him, because I think it was about 10. I want to say Eric was about 10 years old. And JJ was maybe about 6. Maybe JJ was 5. No, JJ was older than 5 because Naja was older than 1. So JJ was about 7 in that area. So he wasn't that much older than JJ. Maybe like 3 years older than JJ. Somewhere in that vicinity. Unless he was a little older. He might have been a little older. Anyway, that part is not important. Those details are not important. Run into him right on a block of Marcy, actually, by the G train. And he's like, well, auntie, what you doing over here? What you doing over here from Allentown? Oh, my God, auntie. Oh, my God. And so, you know, we were reconnected then. And then, you know, passing on my baby girl. My blood relatives, going to NYCHA, making sure that I was like, not that I didn't get the apartment that I was raised in. I don't want to go into all of those details, but all stuff happened where I was no longer there. But before I left Marcy, I met my twin flame. I met my twin flame before I left Marcy. And it was like, what the whoa, you know? And I had just made a decision at that time that I was like gonna be celibate for a while and all of that stuff. I wish I never made that decision at that time because, you know, whatever. If I did it, it's too late. I already did it. Can't go back. Can only go forward. But I made that decision. You know, twin flame relationships, of course, are not about physical, you know, they're about soul, and it was so weird because I started having dreams then, and I was 27, I was about 27, and now I am 40, about to be 41. Let's do the fucking math. Like, I be joking and say it's 10 years, but really it's more than fucking 10 fucking years. Because I met that motherfucker before I was 30. Let's see, I was 26, 27. Man, I was close to 30. I wasn't 27. I was 28, maybe 29. Because Jovan was also home. And I remember after Naja passed, I met him after Naja passed and after JJ was home. So, and JJ was not home for a good 8 months while these motherfuckers were taking me through the ringer because I had to proclaim my nationality and let them know that they had no right to do the things they were doing. I was just young, grieving, and not realizing that they didn't give a crap about what they had the right to do. They just basically did what the hell they did and hoped and prayed that I would fold, but I never did. And by the grace, I never do. And yeah, he came back and he was wounded. You know, he went through so much in there. And outside of me fighting that corporation, I was going back and forth. It was a lot. It was a lot going on, you know. But when I met my twin flame, It was like nothing I've ever experienced before. And I was trying to figure it out logically, you know. Even when I got the information of what a twin flame is and all of that, I still was applying logic, you know, because I'm a logical gal, you know. And I was still applying logic, but my emotions were like, and sometimes my heart would just like take full control of me. And then my brain would be like, excuse me, heart. Hello. Yes, you know me, the central control of everything. Yeah, no, sit down. And my heart would reluctantly sit down and my brain would take over. And it was a conflict for a bit, you know, because there were things that I logically was dealing with. I was dealing with housing. I was dealing with work. I was dealing with overcoming the trauma and the grief of losing my daughter. I was dealing with getting over the trauma of domestic violence. It was a lot going the fuck on, you know? So it was like, heart, I know that you feel like all of this is great and wonderful, but we need to deal with this stuff, you know? So all that stuff has been dealt with. Fast forward, I mean, it's not going to ever go anywhere because it's a twin flame. So the connection has grown, I guess, or evolved is the best word to use. And just randomly, I would check on them, you know, and I would use social media as a way to randomly just check on them. And I just started that after I got into my new space, and which is only a few months. And so I didn't scroll. Today is the first day that I actually scrolled to last year, because last year was another tumultuous year for me and in my life, because I was faced again with dealing with this housing challenge. And that's a basic need. We need housing, you know. And I even ended up going into the shelter temporarily. It was a lot going on. Got into a motor vehicle accident, like so much stuff going on, right? And still being supportive to my son, separated from a job to be supportive to my son, didn't recognize that that was going to be the outcome of me taking a few days off. But those few days turned into more, because when I tried to go back, they were like, oh, nope, your license is expired. And I had my class, but I hadn't, what didn't I do? I think I took the class late. Like, I took the class, like, right before the expiration. Maybe, like, 2 weeks before. Maybe a week before the expiration, you know? So, it's like, I took time off. Okay, I took my class. I'm thinking I'm good. But, and they would give me, like, what do they call it? Like, a grace period. They didn't give me no grace period. It was like, nope, you can't come back until you're what you call it. And I think there was some more stuff behind it, because one of the maintenance dudes was trying to be flirtatious, and I wasn't with it. And, you know, they've been at that building for a long time, so they had some influence there. And then another was a guard that tried the same thing. So, you know, unfortunately, when you're attractive and you ain't trying to put out, you know, some men exercise their authority in certain positions, and they're like, oh, well, shit, what the fuck we need you around here for? Not just to sit here and get money. That's what the hell your job is to do, but whatever. It is what it is. I got no regrets. I wish I would have kept my position, because I was going to the gym and I was starting to do things for myself, to help myself then. And it got paused and I got thrown into straight battle mode. And Yeah, that was my last year. A lot was going on last year for me. But good things were happening too. You know, I went to D.C. I performed, you know, even though I didn't sing because they had singers and I didn't even realize I was like, it was a lot. It was a lot. Like, I knew they had a band. But anyway. Today I decided to actually scroll on the page, you know, but I was checking and I checked in and found out that a loved one passed, and I wasn't even aware that this loved one had passed, you know. And then I also came to the awareness that someone had recently passed that was very instrumental in my twin flame's life, and I was just like, dang, you know. They both kind of hit me, and I was just like, again, heart tucking over, logic went to the side. But because I have been into my spirituality, I'm okay with my heart taking lead. Now there are times where my brain still exerts its authority, you know, but my brain now is coming into coherence with my heart, because it's like, hey, heart, I see this is what it is, huh? Okay, let me just accept it, and instead of focusing on details of how I think things should be right at this moment, let's focus on what I need to be doing at this moment. Staying consistent with my exercises, staying hydrated, taking my nutrients, maybe adding some nutrients, pouring and growing my businesses, and getting out of debt. And like, there's things that my brain can do, you know. So brain, you do your job, being trust the heart. Heart knows what it's doing. And now we even have the science to back up that it knows what it's doing, you know. So that is reassuring, and that is good to know and be aware of. And so yeah, let's go back a little bit, you know, a couple of days ago, to how even though I got up and I was feeling like, oh my God, who's gonna be at my wedding party? I don't got no family, you know? It's like, wait, yes you do. So I talked to my nephew that day, because we did, again, like, we've been disconnected, but because of social media, we've had the opportunity to still connect, you know. So I just found out that he actually simultaneously, like literally the same time I came to my new place, he got his new place. And I'm like, again, that was for me confirmation of my influence. So the better I literally am, the better everybody gets that's around me, the better everybody gets that I love, that's and that is connected to me in any shape, way, form, or matter. Like, I am the core of my life, and the better I am and the better I get, the better everything else around me is getting too. So I'm like, okay, you know. So I was happy with him, and we talked, and you know, I want to say hood life is a mentality, but I guess it's a bit more than a mentality, you know. But in a sense it is. It's a culture. There we go. Hood life is a culture. It is part of my culture, you know. Now, if I have a preference, I like the peace. I like the space. I like, you know, to have my own lawn. And, you know, I've already seen my house. And it ain't in the hood, but I'm sure. Because of my culture, I'm going to acknowledge my culture. So, yes, I'm sure that, you know, the decorum is going to be a certain way in certain spaces. But, like, the game room, aka the man cave, it's going to have, you know, stuff that you will find probably like at a nice lounge in the hood. That's how the decor is going to be down there, I'm pretty sure. You know, pool table, nice chairs, bar, you know, the movie theater is down there too. You know, like that whole space is going to be dominantly his space. I'm going to come down here now. You know, he's going to come into my space. But when he just needs his time to unwind, no children, be with his boys, his brothers, yada, 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 blah, 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 that's going to be his space, you know? And that it is what it is, you know? I already know how it's going to be, you know? So, yeah, you know, it's a part of my culture. And so my nephew has not really gotten out of that, but he has definitely evolved, you know. So at a point in time he was upstate and now he's back down here, and he said he caught some charges or whatever like that, but he's doing what he needs to do and he's being a good dad and putting forth efforts to be in his son's life, which is my great nephew, which I haven't met yet. And he's like, auntie, come over, you could come over whenever, da 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 da, blah blah blah. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna come over. And I'm just like, this shit far though, this shit far. But I'm probably gonna be over there for my b-day. I'm probably gonna go over there for my b-day just to be around loved ones, to be around family. And I recognize, like, even though I haven't stayed in touch or talked, because life has been lifing for all of us, that I do, like, the seeds I have planted, the love that I have put out there, it is growing, it is blossoming, it is affecting those that he's around. He affects because of some influence that I've had into his life, you know, and it still is efficient, you know what I mean? And it's amazing to know that. So that's how Wednesday went. I got some snacks before I went into the park. And while I was in the park, I saw a young lady with a dog, which made me think of a sister that lives not too far. And she was so hospitable. She was so loving. She was so kind. I went and spent like most of the day with her, literally. And it was nice. We had a good time. We didn't do much of nothing. We just sipped and laughed. And she educated me in culture. Am I saying it right? Culture. And botany, which is something that I have an interest in. So it's amazing how different people I'm crossing paths who are very, very learned in those sciences and can break them down to me. And because I fell in love with her lawn before I even met her. But her lawn is a reflection of her, you know, it's her piece of earth and a piece of Gaia that she's such an amazing steward over, like amazing steward. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful, 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 beautiful. And I even got some inspirations for my cafe. So yeah, I'm grateful. I'm really grateful. Had a great day. Chilled out. She has this amazing dog, you know. And, you know, I love animals. I just don't like picking up their poop. Like, that part right there, I will have animals again. But I must have animals when I can afford to pay somebody to do that part. Because I don't want to do it. I don't want to do that part at all. I just don't. I don't have to. I can still love the animal without doing that part right there. I don't even like my own poop. Only poop that don't bother me is baby poop and old people poop. Those are the only poops that don't bother me. Every other poop, including my own, no. And you would think old people poop? Old people poop don't bother you? That's from my home health aid days that I had to change grown people diapers. It's different, you know. I guess it's the same with the dog. It's like you love it so much that you just, you know. But it's different. It's like the poop come out the dog. The poop ain't stuck to the dog butt where, oh, I love you so much, I don't want to see you stuck with poop on your butt. It come out. It hits the ground. You got to go to the ground, pick it up. I don't know. We need to do something about this. Can they get a box like the cats so I can just dump the box or something? Can we fix this or something? Can we? Anyway. Poop is a natural thing, you know? It fertilizes soils. I don't know, we gotta pick it up off the soil for, like, shit, especially if it's in a designated area, but I guess it would stink eventually. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, I spent the day, you know, and I did reach out to my twin flame, and then it got so awkward. Oh my God, it got so awkward. It got so awkward. Because here go my silly behind trying to be funny. Trying to be fucking funny. I'm going to say, oh my, what you call it is next. What you call it? No, it ain't. No, it ain't. I literally said my birthday was on the 8th. I didn't say those words. But I was like, yep, mine's is next week. This time. Today. And then afterwards, I was like, wait a minute. No, it ain't. It's on a Tuesday. It ain't on a Wednesday. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Then, of course, my logic's like, see? See? That's what you get. That's what you get. That's what you get. And I had to calm my mind down. Like, you know what? I don't care. I don't care if my words get mixed and they come out weird and stuff because, like, I don't care. I really just don't care. Like, fuck it. It shows I'm not perfect. I'm perfect for my twin flame. My twin flame is perfect for me. But we are not just perfect beings as of yet. We're evolving into that, right? That's the whole purpose of the whole twin flame union, right? To evolve into perfection, right? To be of great service, even better service together than we are alone. And I feel like I gotta catch up. But, I'm doing well, actually. The people that I have interacted with, even if they're not a part of my life, are doing amazing. And again, shout out to Dave Tony. He's been married for 15 freaking years. Kudos to that. Okay, go ahead, David. Great relationship, great career, you know, and he shared a post about how he felt, you know, growing up as a foster child, as I did too, you know. But the uniqueness to our experiences was, number one, he stayed in the same home up until adulthood. But the other uniqueness was that we were not with strangers. We were with family members. So it was a little different. But things that I experienced, I didn't even realize that he could have even possibly experienced because he was in the same home. But being in the same home does not neglect the abandonment issues that you have and the insecurities that you have when your natural parents are not there. And he went through that and he shared that, and I was like, damn, you know, sometimes I feel that's why my brain, because your brain wants to protect you, right? And I feel like my brain sometimes goes into hyperactivity to be protective over me because of that aspect of my childhood, you know, me feeling abandoned and, you know, going through those abandonment issues and then just having all of the challenges that I experienced. So, you know, it has to, like, know, like, oh no, you can't, your soul can't abandon you. People may leave. People may leave. But this particular person is a little different, you know? A little different. Y'all two things a little different, you know? It's a lot different, and it's a good difference, and it's a blessing. And now that I have actually healed myself to a certain extent, a lot, you know, I'm able to interact more fluidly with people. And however, you know, although I was in a kinship home for a little bit, it was a lady, it was my great auntie, and in regards to Dave Tony, it was his first auntie. So his father's sister raised him, and my mother's aunt raised me partially, you know. And so his father's sister, which is also my aunt, used to come and visit my great aunt which was my mama at the time. And that's how me and him grew up together, you know, which was good, you know, for us. But I was feeling away today because I scrolled and I realized, okay, I know my twin flame soul. I know his soul, but oh my God, like there's so many other things I didn't know, you know, and it's like, I want to know these things too. You know, I want to be a part of these things too. Like, I know on the soul level that my soul desires are the same soul desires that he has. And it just has not worked because it's been with other individuals because of the uniqueness. I won't even say uniqueness. It just hasn't. Because I feel it can only, it wasn't supposed to. You know, you could try to force things, but why force things where nature can do a really good job at certain things, you know? Yes, I feel you should be healthy so that you can contribute in healthy ways, but like just because you know how to communicate, just because you have certain material things in place, doesn't make that it's a perfect match, you know? And the wisdom of our children is amazing, because my son mentioned to me, he was like, I don't like the fact that he always just had different ladies. And I had to tell him, listen, it's because he was looking for me. He was looking for me. He realized that all what he needs is right here. It's right here. It is all right here. And me. You know, all the complexities of me is the perfect fit, you know, and vice versa. You know, and like I've had my birth mother has passed since 2005, and I've had her come in dreams with him. And that for me was like, okay, this is serious the way I think it is, you know. But of course, I was stubborn. And even in the dream, I was being stubborn. You know, it was like, you're going to have to put this outfit on. I remember where it was at. It was at Macy's. I don't know why it was at Macy's. I remember how it looked. And it was like, you're going to have to wear that. And I was like, I don't want to wear that. I ain't wearing that. This is what you're going to have to wear for this shit to to grow and to be right. You're gonna have to put that on, you know. And I remember it, you know, because it stuck out. And like literally, I remember I was in the goddamn his old van. He had a van one time, and my mother was like driving it, and she was like, you have to wear that. I was like, I don't want to wear that. I was like, but you're gonna have to wear that. And I was like, I don't want to wear that. Okay, well, you don't wear that, then, you know, and shit ain't gonna work out as you wanted to. And I was just like, all right, I'll wear that. And I wore that, and then everything was fine, and it was happy, and it was fine, it was good, you know. And I woke up, and of course, all that stuff was symbolic, but now I realize the symbolism behind it, and I'm like, oh. So I made some choices, and I made some calls, and then, like, the receptivity, like, you just know when you're doing the right freaking thing, because you'll feel it in your heart, and like the confirmation, especially now, like we're the time that we in now, like it ain't like it used to be, like you gotta wait a while to see the confirmation. You get it almost instantaneously. That's what was happening yesterday. Like I found the location for the cafe for the new opening, like the first location to reopen. And I was just like, whoa. And it just was hitting me like poop, 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 poop. And the confirmations came like, like, dang, because I have a color scheme for it. And then I just start seeing those colors every freaking where. And I was just like, where places, like legit where places, like freaking delivery trucks that ain't ever that color. was that color. And I was just like, what the what of the what's? And the area I was in, obviously, it's a very energetic area because I was right in the smack of ground zero area. So, like, you know that energy there. You know, like, they have transmuted. That energy is different there. Very, very, very profound, you know? So, yeah. Yeah, that's how it is. That's how it is. So I made those calls and the people were like, hey, yes, we were waiting for your ass. Get your ass up over here. It's not what they said, but that was the energy. Like, you, yes, get you. And I'm like, okay. Thank you. All right. Okay. Thank you for confirming that this is what the fuck I need to be doing. Because people have tried to put things in my mind that was conflicting with that. I was like, oh, you know, this is what that, this is this, and oh, you know. And it's like, wait a minute. Wait a freaking minute. Let me listen to me. And let me go off of my interactions. And the thing is like, first of all, we here as human beings, we're all one anyway. Anyway, we are literally all one. Anyway. So when you are at a certain level within yourself, you are going to connect with other people that's at similar levels. Whether you are in their club or not. And that's all it is. It's just a bunch of clubs. It's just a bunch of clubs. You still are who the heck you are. And humanity is what humanity is. And I already know the calling that I have. And it's a calling that is so huge that when I first heard it, I was like, hell no. Hell to the no, to the no, to the no, no. And then I got to really know what was calling me, who was calling me, what this calling can do for not just me, for countless, what this calling can do for the planet. I was like, oh, me though? Me? You sure me? You sure me? And yes, you. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. Well, I got to prepare for that, huh? Same way I'm preparing for my goddamn going wedding. I got to prepare for these callings, you know. And they're all a big marriage. You know, my calling, my wedding, my twin flame, it all is in alignment. And I'm not the only one that's aware of it. So that's a great part. And neither is my twin flame the only one that's aware of it. He's aware of it, you know. But also many others are aware of it too. And it's like, oh, okay, all right. Let me do my work. Let me do what I'm here to do, you know. Because even though I'm having fun while doing it, you know, it's still work to be done, you know. So that's where I'm at. I made a decision yesterday, which I think I must rescind. But I wanna explain the purpose of it. So I have a coach. She don't know it yet, but I have a coach, right? And she's a phenomenal lady. She's a polymath, which is important because I'm a polymath and I need to be coached by a polymath, because anybody else that coaches me is gonna tell me focus on this one thing only. And no. Like, maybe perhaps know when to focus on certain things, but be myself. Be my authentic self and only get better at being me. So don't follow how other people do things, but recognize I'm unique. So I needed a unique coach, and I have her. And she did not jump the broom until, I want to say, 60. And I'm like, girl, I don't want to wait that late. but she looks excellent. She's in perfect health. And she shared what she did along the way. She's like, now, I did date along the way, you know. But again, her situation's different. I don't believe she's with her twin flame. She may be with a soulmate, but I don't think she's with a twin flame. And it's a difference between a twin flame and a soulmate. A soulmate is just someone you have a soul contract with. Somebody's soul who aligns with yours. But a twin flame is actually your soul, and it's just incarnated into another person. So, and then I'm not gonna go too deep into metaphysics, but yeah, we gonna just leave that as that, where that's at, right? So it's a little different, you know. So I looked at, I was coming from a logical space and place yesterday, and I said, well, you know, I know that guys, men, brains work different than our brains, you know. And the difference is, unless they train themselves, because they can't train, you could train your body to do almost anything but fly, but anything else, you gotta do it. You can run fucking miles and miles and hold your breath underneath the water for 20 minutes. All shit that you could train your body to do, you know, because our body has those type of adaptability, can adapt, right? So you can adapt your brain to do things that it just wouldn't naturally do. But naturally, we have the left side, we have the right side of our brains, everybody, right? But men, they naturally only use one side at a time. So they're either being logical or either being emotional. Typically, when they're being emotional, they're not being logical at all. But again, they can train themselves to use both. We women naturally use both. So it's coming from a place of logic, because I recognize that I didn't have much experience really communicating with men, you know. And I recognize just having one now, I gave birth to one, and now he was a boy when I gave birth to him, but now he's a man. And certain times when I communicate with him, it's not effective, or I say something that I wouldn't take, and I know another woman wouldn't take to the heart, but oh, it hits an emotional string, and they make an emotional decision, and it's like, wait a minute, what happened? You didn't put no logic in there at all. You didn't put no logic in there. You just, if that little thing made you feel that way, god damn, you know. But it was a learning lesson, and I'm like, well, I don't want to make that mistake in my sacred union. I want to be able to communicate effectively, efficiently. I don't want to say something in my efforts to communicate one thing and, you know, they feel another way, you know. So I'm like, maybe I need to interact more. What's the best way to interact more? So I'm like, well, I should date. My coach was dating, and you know, so, you know, maybe I should be dating, you know, and not dating for the purpose of like forming a union, but just dating for the experience of communication and being clear and being concise and, you know, being confident too. Voice and share how I feel, like go through that experience, because my dad has been absent. Like, I don't even know who he is at all. I have a name, I have that's it. When I tried to reach out and paid out of my pocket for a DNA test, his significant other stood in the way of that. So it is what it is. I just let it the fuck go. And said, fuck it, this is not what I'm gonna have in my life. And there hasn't been any uncles, neither. So, yeah, I don't have any experience communicating with them effectively. So I said, well, let me get some, you know. So I'm ready. So I'm ready for mine's, because I know who mine's is. But sometimes I feel the communication verbally gets a little, you know, because my mind is like, you say the right thing and say the wrong thing, what you gonna say? And even when I want to come from the heart, it's like, still, like, the words sometimes get a little jumbled, you know. So I'm more efficiently writing, because I can see and I'm feeling and just typing instead of voicing, you know. And this podcast has been a catalyst in my verbal communications. And that's another part of the healing process, because I was very verbal growing up, but I got a lot of repercussions behind being so verbal. I get my ass tore up being verbal. And ironically, I just had a situation where I was like whole foot almost in the door of a very lucrative position, and it didn't pan out because of something that I verbally said how many years ago was that? When I was 23? Now I'm 41 now. 18 years ago, something I said 18 years ago would prevent me, and I wouldn't say prevent, because if I was at a stage where I was willing to put myself into a box, I perhaps would have went still forward into this lucrative position. But I was just like, I see what's going on. And I can't pretend that I don't see what's going on. Because in reality, to even question me about something that is dismissed from 18 years ago, that ain't even an activity, that's literally a verbal thing, me saying something, because a threat is you saying you're going to do something. That's not you actually doing it. At 23, you going to tell me at 23 you wasn't saying you was going to do stuff? You gonna tell me that? Oh, but for me, it's an issue. No, it's not an issue. It shouldn't be an issue. Because if I looked a different way, if my name was different, there wouldn't be an issue. If my name was, I don't know, Kelly Swarovski, you wouldn't care that Kelly Swarovski had a threatening charge that was dismissed when she was 23 or 41. You would not look at that. You wouldn't ask Kelly to explain herself, but you want to ask Miss Bay to explain her fucking self. Fuck you. That's my explanation. Fuck you, because I'm gonna make more than you ever could fucking pay me in your bullshit ass job. And that's not to the lady. That's to her fucking upper management. That's to the fucking legal department. And I have to stop myself from going down to Madison and talking with the upper management. I had to stop myself, cause I'm that bitch for that shit. I am that one. But I have to stop myself, cause I'm older now, and I have to think. See, this is where my brain does me well. Think, what's going to happen? These people got billions. You're going to go into this. I could say fuck it. But for what I'm working on and where I'm doing, it ain't even worth it. It ain't even worth it. Let them forget about me until they see my company all over the fucking place. And then they be sending me shit trying to get my business. Oh, we can offer you insurance. We can, nope. I'm work with Prudential. Nope, you keep them. I don't need you to manage my shit. I don't need your wealth management. Nope, I'm over with Prudential. I want a company that's actually has something behind them besides money. Because what the fuck? What the fuck of the fuck? So, yeah. Again, my words, you know. So, because I've been in situations where me just opening my mouth... coming from the heart has caused some, you know, some ripples. I'm cautious, especially with a loved one. I'm cautious. I love you. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want to, you know, say the wrong fucking thing. So I need practice, but I'm gonna rescind that, because maybe I have practice enough, and maybe because this person is already inclined to me, I don't need to worry about that. Maybe this is the one person that I can just speak freely to and don't worry. And even if I do fuck up, because my brain is like, be careful, they understand it, and they don't even take it the wrong fucking way, you know. So that's what I wanted to get out here and say. Thank you for tuning in to the Super T Podcast Show. I have fully vented. I feel great. Make sure you click the links in the bio. Happy Friday. I'm going to go fry me some fish. See if I can get me a nip or something. Maybe I'll have to get some more of that $6. What? Oh, I want some Kodiak. But my funds is time for a temporarily. Anyway, click the links. Thank you for tuning in. And be your authentic self. And work from the heart. That it won't be applicable in all situations, but in most it is. Thank you.